Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. This is Ambassador Hagen, your host for today, and we are excited to bring to you the first fruits where I pray and praise. Hallelujah. At this time, gather the family around and gather a friend around as we go directly into the service, and welcome.
For making a way out of the way. Thank you for your protecting hand. Oh God, thank you for your labor of love to your people. For you didn't charge us a thing and sent your son all the way from heaven down. Save us, Lord, and to go to the cross and shed blood for us.
Thank you,
God, what a labor of love.
Thank you.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We thank you for everlasting life, Lord.
Thank you
for so many things. Thank you for being our shepherd, our leader, our guider.
Yes.
For being our faith, our inspiration, our jubilation. Thank you for being our teacher and for your great instruction. Thank you for being our Lord, and God, thank you for being the best friend we could ever have, for standing with us through every storm and through every rain. Thank you for unmerited favor and for all the preferential treatment that you give to us and bless us with. Thank you for goodness and kindness, and oh God, for health and great strength.
Yes.
When others sick in the hospital, here we are, able to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for mending our broken hearts, lifting every heavy burden, and for lightening every heavy load. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are our hero. We dare not put any gods before you. Lord, we lift you up, and we're grateful to be able to tell the world that there is only one and true living God, you, Jehovah. And God, we want to thank you for everything that you're going to do here on the prayer line today, for everything that you've done. And we thank you for what you're doing right now. Now, bless, bless, bless. I want to thank you also for the special word you gave to me on yesterday, as in I was in my prayer time. What a wonderful and what a phenomenal honor. Thank you so much. As you said, you would do certain things for me. Thank you. I appreciate it more than I can express in words. Now bless us today on the prayer line. Give them their heart's desires. People, put your heart's desires on your heart right now. God, give them their heart's desires. You see every heart's desire. Bless, 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 bless. In the name of Jesus, I pray properly. And everything I ask you, Lord, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you even to shake the chunk tree up in heaven and send chunks of blessings, financial blessings to your people. Now I'm asking you, let this be the season that you release the financial wealth unto your people, that we may be able to finance your soon coming kingdom and to do a work as the world has never seen, doing this new awakening in the name of Jesus. Bless the convention that's coming June the 19th through the 21st, 22nd. Light a fire under the people that want to be here. I pray that you increase their faith, Lord. Saints of God, it's not even good for them not to have great faith. Increase their faith. Let them know that you can do exceeding abundantly above all they ask or even think. If they want to come to this great convention, Lord, you'll make a way out of no way. Increase their faith. Oh God, it's impossible to please you without faith. Don't let the devil beat them down. And, oh, God, don't let it do it. I've been blessed So be careful to give you the praise and all of the honor and glory shall be thine. And we want to thank you for what you're going to do. Even this day again, I say that. Thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God.
Thank
amen
God.
And amen and amen,
amen
and amen.
Amen.
Bless you. Are y'all there this morning? I got to hear you. Good morning to you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hear y'all's voices on this prayer line.
Yeah.
I want to ask Elder Coates, are you there this morning?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Amen. We can hear you. In just a moment, we're going to release it to you. I want to just take the people to praise here this morning. This is one thing that we do on this First Fruits Prayer and Praise Convention line that just blesses the heart of Jesus and blesses the heart of God. He loves to hear your voice praising him in the morning. All of you, Mother Britt, Mother Garnett, Mother Johnson, all of y'all, Ambassador Hagen, everybody. He loves to hear your voice praising him. Oh, my God. People on the blog and people at GMAP, he loves to hear your voices praising him. Do you think the enemy, the devil, gets praise like this? No, no, no. He's a jealous fiend because God has so many things going for him. And the enemy has people around his camp who are jealous and want to just stab him in the back. He reaps it from when he's trying to stab Jesus, stab God in the back there in heaven. So let's give God some just show enough good morning praise. I think I'll call it good morning praise. Amen. Do y'all have any good morning praise for the Lord? If so, let it ring out.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Financial blessing, you can praise your way there. Whatever you need, praise. God inhabits the praises of his people. He doesn't go to pity parties.
Yes.
He goes to praise. And it blesses him so fervently. Amen. God bless you. All right. We've been hearing teaching on the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've enjoyed it immensely. And the Lord is blessing on this prayer line. And let me tell you something.
Yes.
While you get teaching on the Holy Ghost, you can get a refilling while you are being taught on it. Okay. Have your mind on being refilled with the Holy Ghost. And believe me, the Holy Ghost can refill you. Thank you, Lord. Hey, glory.
Thank
Amen.
You,
just before we get to teaching on the Holy Ghost, Pastor Strada, give us a brief identification, and then follow it by Ambassador Hagen for the blog talk. All right, go ahead, Pastor Strada.
God bless you. God bless all the saints. Giving honor to God, who is truly the head of my life. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all the saints. I am Pastor Kevin Strada from the GMAP Broadcast Network, and we're just simply going to say thank you to the Lord this morning for allowing us to be here and able to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line every weekday morning from 6 a.m. till 7 a.m. on the GMAP Broadcast Network. We just want to encourage you, stop by, be a member, be a friend, be blessed, and be a blessing. We're located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number one, .com. God bless you all. Back over to you at this time, Dr. Johnson.
All right, Ambassador Hagen.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. And
good morning
to everyone
to
that's on here, we are excited about all of you that are listening. We are NTA at Black Talk Radio, and we have over a million listeners that listen from around the world and all countries, and we thank God for them. We are live here in the studio, and you can reach us by simply or dialing 347-039-0470 and be a part, and we thank God. And also, you can also listen to us through and by Twitter, through and by the blog, talk, community as a whole. You can also hear us on iTunes. So when we're finished, you still have ways to still listen to us. And we're broadcasting all around the world. God bless you. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much here. God is so good. I want to say to some of you, this is for you. I want to say this to you before we begin our teaching by Elder Coates. Amen. Today and tomorrow we have Ambassador Hagen. And on Friday, the one and only 94-year-old mother, Kennedy Johnson. And then get ready, Prophetess Fitz. I made a mistake, I believe, on yesterday. But on Tuesday, next week, I want to have Prophetess Fitz. And we're going to have our Arkansas Day on this line next Tuesday. Amen. Want somebody to record that we started what we call Good Morning Praise on this line here on today. Record that for me. Amen. I used to be 20, but I'm no longer 20. I have to get some help sometimes in the name of Jesus. Good Morning Praise. Started here today on, what is this, April the 16th, or what is it? Amen. Yeah, let's record that. Amen. And I'm so excited about what God is doing. Let me tell you this. The Lord was telling me to say this, that don't be weary in well-doing and don't faint. It is the enemy. I guarantee you, it's the enemy trying to make you faint because he sees your blessing is around the corner. And he will come in like a flood to try to keep you from receiving your blessing, especially if it has anything to do with money. Why? Because the love of money is the root to the devil's kingdom. It is the foundation of the devil's kingdom. And he will try his best to get you to faint so you won't get the money. He doesn't want God's people. He doesn't want God's people to have money. Why? Because we will do damage to his kingdom, to Satan's kingdom. And he will try to get you to faint every time. I'm telling you, every time he'll try to get you to faint when it's about financial blessings coming to you, because he doesn't want you to get them. He will pull all kinds of tricks that we know and you know to try to get you to faint, come against you, against even to the ones who are closest to you, to try to get them to do things to discourage you and distract you and other things. The enemy does, he has no respect. He just uses anything and everybody he can to try to get you to turn around. All right, but don't be weary in well-doing, because you're going to reap the blessings if you faint not. God bless you. All right, Elder Coates.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And keep you, amen, teaching on the Holy Ghost One thing I know, you came to our church, one thing I know, you got the Holy Ghost, that's for sure.
Uh-oh.
Line is open to you, Elder Coates. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I certainly thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hi-yi, na-na-na, ka-saya. And listen, I give honor to Elder Johnson. God is using you, sir. This subject is something we need to have been talking about. We need to be singing about, praise God, and testifying about the Holy Ghost. I thank God for your mother. When I went to Amazing Grace, God, somebody just to go there and see her sitting there, about 94 years of age, she have a smile on her face, look like it's a welcoming smile for everybody. So let me say unto all the saints on this prayer line, we used to say at Bishop W.M. Roberts, some of your Illinois people, you know, we used to say, peace be unto the saints. Then the saints would come back and say, let peace be multiplied. Hail of our Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And God, in this subject, here in this area, I was talking to a preacher, and I'm not going to name no names here, but he asked me, so what you think we need to do in this place? I told him, I said, sir, we need to be emphasizing. What you mean by emphasizing? Put all the thought, put all the time, hey, in talking about the Holy Ghost and getting the people to understand that is the earnest. If you look over, I believe, in Ephesians, it's about the first chapter, the 13th and 14th verse. Can you hear me on here this morning? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14 says, let me get there. Look, y'all, 13 and 14 said, in whom ye also trusted, we trusted God after he saved us, said, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, now watch this, ye were sealed. Hey, glory, any of you women ever sealed what they call fruit, you know, and peaches and all that stuff? You put that little seal on there. Can't nothing get in, can't nothing come out. When you receive the Holy Ghost, praise God, you are sealed. When you really have this, you are sealed. Can't nothing get in, can't nothing get out. Thank you, Jesus. Then he said, you were sealed with, look, that Holy Spirit of promise. Now watch this, which is the earnest. Any of us that have ever bought a house, you always put up what they call earnest money. That's letting the seller know that you definitely want to buy this house.
Recording started.
You really want to buy this house. So you put up what is called earnest money. So it is with the Holy Ghost. When you get that, when you really go after that, when you give up everything, praise the Lord, that's not like God. And I'm telling you, I was a sinful man at one time. And the Bible says, he that is forgiven much, say he loved much. I was a long way from God, y'all. I was about to lose my pretty little wife. I was lying, stealing, running the streets, doing some of everything till God came in, hallelujah. Saved me, sanctified me, took all the desire for the world out of me. And then, praise God, after he saved me, and you first must be saved. Make no mistake about it, you got to be saved. You got to get sick of yourself. The Bible says, I'm the Lord your God. He shall therefore watch this. Sanctify yourself. You see, you know you better than anybody in this world. You know what you're doing. You know what you're thinking. Some of us men, praise God, woman, come walking down the street with one of them Coca-Cola shapes. You're looking at that. But he said, Job said this, I've made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I look upon a maid? When God comes in, he takes all of that desire for anything not like him. He'll take it out of you, and he'll put in something, praise God, that will keep you safe. He'll put that Holy Spirit of promise in you. And let me tell y'all, saints, it's nothing like the Holy Ghost. It's unspeakable, just like the Bible said, it's unspeakable. What do you mean by unspeakable? You can't describe it. You can't tell people nothing about it. You got to have this, praise the Lord. I'm on this phone right now, and I feel like my God, just like when he first called me to preach, he woke me up about 4 a.m. in the morning, praise God. And I got in a real hurry, hallelujah. And just like it said over in Mark 1 and 12, he drove me, praise God, out into the street. And he let me know he's going to make a street preacher out of me. Hallelujah. I'm not looking for no name doctor. I'm not looking for no name bishop. I'm not looking for no name apostle. Thank you, Jesus. God called me to preach. He went me out on the street. I preached from 62nd and Champlain, if you know anything about Illinois. I preached all the way up to 63rd, praise God. And I got out on 63rd. He was yet preaching in me. I couldn't get my clothes on fast enough. It was just like in Mark 1 and 12 when the Spirit of God came for Jesus. It said he drove him into the wilderness, hallelujah. He drove me, praise God, into the wilderness of Chicago, Illinois. It was some of everything, man, still is, can you see? Drug addicts, dope peddlers, prostitutes. But he drove me out on that street, praise God, and preached me all the way from 63rd and Champlain all the way up to Stony Island. That's a whole lot of blocks. Preaching all the way down the street. Had never preached in my life, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. I used to preach sometime on the street, and the people would start praising God and singing and dancing right out on the street, hallelujah. One time I was preaching, praise God, down in the subway there. If you know anything about Illinois, that thing goes way under the street, don't you see? I was preaching out there on the subway, and the Spirit of God, it was just like on the day of Pentecost. The people thought I was drunk out there, don't you see? God was just speaking through me and saying all different things I'd never heard in my life. They took me to jail. I got before that judge. He said, what were you doing out there? I said, I was preaching under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I guess he'd never heard anything like that before. They said, turn this man loose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I hope you're getting this, people. The word of the Lord says, the foundation of God stands sure. It says, having this seal. Now watch this. It says, let everyone that name the name of Christ. Look, here's what you're supposed to do. Depart from iniquity. It shouldn't be nothing in your life that's not like God. I said nothing in your life that's not like God. He'll take all of that stuff out of you that you used to do, that you wanted to do. He'll take it out, and he'll put something on the inside of you. How much time do I have, Elder? I have a, listen, I'm long-winded. How much time do I have here?
I'll take another about
how much time?
Take another
I can't hear. I got 7 or 8 minutes more?
Yeah,
is that what we're saying?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you, Elder.
7 or 8 minutes.
I have 7 or 8 more minutes?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for the time. In other words, after he filled me, he gave me something. And listen, we need to really need to listen to this. The Holy Ghost keeps you saved.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't none of this going in and out the window. It's none of this looking at the world and desiring what the world have. No, you get satisfied with Jesus and Jesus alone. When I went over there to Amazing Grace, you have a pastor there, praise God, that believe in praising God. Our preachers are different from any of the preachers on this earth. We love God. He'll give you time. That man loves the people. He celebrates all of the people. He gave me opportunity. Let you speak to the people. Let you tell the people what thus saith God. And he's not afraid to let you go forth in God. And if you're not in God, like those preachers in times past, if you're not truly saved, truly sanctified, they will sit you down. And many of these folks need to be set down because they're not truly filled with the Holy Ghost. As I said before, it is joy unspeakable and it's full of glory. You just can't sit down. Your hands be flying up. Your feet be dancing. My God, this thing is real. I said it's just as real as you hear me talking on this phone today. There's nothing like the Holy Ghost. I have been telling the people, and here's another thing you need to understand about the Holy Ghost. Hananai, hear what he told me. Over there in the book of St. Matthew, I believe about the 5th chapter, he said, blessed are those, watch this, that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. What righteousness? Well, look at Romans 14 and 17. He said this. when you talk about righteousness and where righteousness is, look at 14 and 17. He said, for the kingdom of God, we hear a whole lot about the kingdom of God. People be thinking about wings flapping and whatever it is. You're going to be laying on a cloud. No, look what the word said. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but hear what it is, righteousness, it's peace, and it's joy. Where? In the Holy Ghost. So when you hunger and you thirst after that righteousness, I believe it said he would then fill you. So you've got to get in your heart, I really want this. You got to get to the place where you want to have that earnest part of your salvation. You want the Lord to know, praise God, that you're real about this. I used to work at the steel mill, don't you see? And we'd go out there, we'd be sitting in this little shed before we went to work. Anybody know about Chicago in those days in the 60s? When you worked at the steel mill, that was pretty good money. I'd make a whole lot of money, praise God, and I'd make enough, take a little bit home, take some of it home to my wife. Still had a whole lot to run the streets. I was working out there at the steel mill. We'd be in that little shed talking before we went to work. When I would get ready, I'd sit there listening. Those men this particular morning got to talking about the Word of God. They were saying that somewhere in the Bible, I believe around the 19th chapter of Genesis, that God made a covenant with man that he would not destroy the earth by water anymore. I had never heard such a thing as that. I was raised, I had a holiness preacher just like Ellie Johnson. My father was a holiness preacher under W.M. Roberts. If you know him, you know he would just ordinate anybody to the gospel. But when I heard these men talking about that, it got my attention. They talked about so many things in the Bible. And when they would talk about it, we'd have to leave out of there, and I couldn't wait till the next morning to hear some more about these men talking about the Word of God. I kept on listening. Then I said, I want to read this for myself. I went out and I bought me a Bible, and any of you young people that's trying to come to God, Bible said, wherewithal, look, shall a young man cleanse his way, that's a woman as well, by taking heed thereto unto the Word of God. The Word is what saved me, y'all. It is so beautiful. I began at the a book of Genesis, had me a little old Bible with none of this concordance, none of that in it. It just was the Bible. It was just the Word of God. And as I began to read that, as I began to get in the Word and the Word got in me, hallelujah, I read all the way from Genesis on over to Malachi. From Malachi went on down, and after I got through with Malachi, I was convinced, hallelujah, this is what I want. I said, this is what I want. I went to Ella Cross, and any of you all from Illinois, you know Ella Moses Cross, hallelujah. I went to Ella Cross, I told him what I'd been doing. Because when I got through with the New Testament, praise God, I said, this is it. I want to know more about this man, Jesus Christ. I want to know more about this Holy Ghost. I was telling everybody about it. People couldn't believe it, that this man that was running the streets, that was lying, stealing, playing the horses, doing some of everything, he's done turned. He's talking about something different. And when I went to Ella Cross, praise God, Ella Cross told me, said, look, son, he took me over there where in Philip. When Philip joined himself to that, yes, sir. Yes, sir.